A person armed with a sword has entered Brunel School, an upper secondary school in Fagersta, central Sweden, this afternoon and injured several people, according to the local municipality. It says the suspect's been taken into police custody and the officers are searching the school. According to information obtained by Swedish radio, shots were fired during the arrest and the suspected attacker was shot by police. Police spokesperson Pelle Wamstedt told Swedish radio P4 Västmanland that one person's been arrested, that a police operation is still underway at the scene and that there's currently no danger to the public. Police have not commented on whether anyone's been injured. Two men are suspected of preparing to commit aggravated assault in connection with a visit by Swedish Justice Minister Gunnar Strömmer to Gothenburg on Thursday evening. The men are now under arrest. Swedish TV reports the police have confirmed to them that Strömmer of the Moderate Party was the intended target. Gunnar Strömmer himself told news agency TT on Friday that he felt calm and confident in the ability of the police to make sure the Swedish election campaign can be conducted in a safe and secure manner. Sweden's Centre Party and the Social Democrats say they want Sweden to be at the forefront of AI development. In an opinion piece in Daily Dagens Nyheter, the party leaders from both parties write that Sweden can't accept AI companies moving abroad, other countries setting the rules, or continued weak economic growth. They say AI could improve welfare services and help authorities investigate and solve crimes, but add that rules are needed to protect sensitive data. And Sweden's weather agency SMHI has extended its flood warnings for Norrbotten in northern Sweden by another day. Yellow and orange warnings will now remain in place until the end of Sunday. Days of rain have led to unusually high water levels and flooding in the region, news agency TT reports. The orange warning for the area around Boden has also been extended to cover all of Sunday. There's still a risk of flooding around the lakes Budbyträsket, Bodträsket and Svartbyträsket, as well as along the Ljusån River. Those were Friday's headlines. For more news stories from Sweden, go to our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio. And don't miss our longer weekly podcast, Radio Sweden Weekly. That's also out now. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a great weekend.